Yes, this week psychologists working at the University of Berkeley have found that jet lag affects the brain's ability to retain facts long after returning to a more regular schedule. The researchers came to this conclusion after they had subjected a group of female Syrian hamsters to six-hour shifts in their circadian rhythms, which is the same as flying London to New York. They applied quite a tough regime to these hamsters, exposing them to this artificial jet lag twice a week for 4 weeks. They also kept a control group of hamsters whose schedules remained unchanged. Now, Lance Kriegsfeld and his colleagues then put both sets of hamsters through tests which measured their ability to learn and remember simple tasks, such as locating hidden food. Now, as expected, the jet-lagged hamsters didn't perform as well as the control group. But what was surprising is that the jet-lagged ones continued to perform poorly even a month after they returned to normal.
So that proves that it's not just being tired. There's something fundamental with memory going
on.
Yes,
there's actually something going on in the brain. And they found that the jet-lagged hamsters only had half the usual number of new neurons in the hippocampus area of the brain, which is really important for memory and learning. It's already known that frequent flyer humans and rotating night shift workers can suffer problems with their memory.
It's the shifts that rotate rather than the workers.
Round and round and round, that would cause problems, wouldn't it? But what this study implies is that those problems could persist even after they've settled into a more regular working pattern. But at least we know that this is true for hamsters anyway. But you can read more about that in the journal PLOS One.
Diana, thank you. Your boyfriend is a pilot, so can this be used to explain why he frequently forgets to bring you classy jewellery and all those wonderful gifts from exotic places that he flies to, like Luton?
That would be a very good excuse, wouldn't it? He's only short haul though, so I don't know if he'd get away with that.
Damn, I bet he's saying. Thank you.